wraps us up for tonight. You just heard Calopsia, Alive in the Catacombs by Queens of the Stone Age, followed by Set Out Alone by Quest for Fire, one of my favorite Canadian bands of all time. Great. Oh, we've had a lot of Canadian psychedelic Toronto-based rock groups here in this show. So, yeah, thanks for tuning in and hope to see you again next week.
You're listening to Kingston's only campus community radio station, broadcasting 24/7, 365 on 101.9 FM and CFRC.ca. Tune in for the best local programming.
This is CILU 102.7 FM, LURadio.ca, CFRC 101.9 FM, CFRC.ca, and CJLO 1690 AM, CJLO.com. I'm Ari, the show is past tense, and the last song was Celeb Deathmatch. And then in parentheses, already said that. It's by Olympic Death off of the, in all caps, Olympic Death EP, where death is spelled D-E-T-H. Same case in the band name. Before that, A Pack of Wolves by Black Eyes off of their self-titled album. And before that, Now in a Vacuum by Computer off of their album Station on the Hill. And the first of those four songs, the first song of the hour, was Goblets by Public Health off of a single release that they had, just titled Goblets, came along with a live recording of a song that appears on their later album, Minamata. That came out July of last year. I think the EP was from sometime a little bit before that, but the same year. What's there to say? I think Olympic Death I only came across today. And I think they very recently released a full album. But I'm a cheapskate / poor. So Olympic Death EP happened to be free on Bandcamp. So that's why you got a taste of that. But nonetheless, it does have a new album out. I had never listened to him before, but the glancing listen that I'd given to him earlier today left me impressed. So I thought it'd be cool. And I can't remember exactly how I thought it'd fit into things tonight. I started off with a very different set of songs to begin with, which will appear in the second half of this show. But going from this kind of angsty and noisy pack of four songs at the start, yeah, it'll shift up a bit from that. The last half of the show tonight, there's some stuff that came out recently that I really wanted to include, and it felt initially somewhat jumbled, but I'm also quite pleased with how it turned out. There is a very, very nice transition between a couple of things, and I'm patting myself on the back for that earlier. And I'm also trying to remember a song right now. Oh yeah, I remember what it was. I sighed earlier, and that reminded me of something in a song. There's like a recording of a voicemail. Well, not a voicemail, no, that I can remember what the song was, but rather a recording of a phone call. It appears on the Raymond Brake album, Piles of Dirty Winters. I think the very last song on that album, a phone call of a woman trying to entice one of the band members to play in like a Norwegian choir of some kind. Heaves this gigantic, kind of fuzzy, telephone line compressed sigh over the phone. I'm very happy to have remembered that. I forget the song name, but I'll look it up in the next little block of songs here. Anyway, this next one coming up is from the band Sofa. Just read. This is CILU 102.7 FM, LURadio.ca, CFRC 101.9 FM, CFRC.ca, and CJLO 1690 AM, CJLO.com. I'm Ari. This show is Past Tense, and the last song was... I didn't highlight the song, so I gotta, like, search through. This is Not the Way Home by... Oh, damn. Punxsutawney. Or Punxsutawney. Off of their untitled album. Before that, A River Runs Through It by Bloodsports, off of their album Anything Can Be a Hammer. And the first of the three was Medicine Hat by the band Sofa, off of their sort of a re-release album called Source Crossfire, but it's sourced from full up a few albums that they did, and none completely, which is a very weird way to re-release a bunch of music, because there are a few songs off of their album Gray that were actually skipped over in Source Crossfire, which I found to be kind of odd. They also changed up the order, which I just think is like a bizarre move for a re-release. They also included a whole bunch of stuff from like older Sofa releases, so that's still pretty cool to me. And then the kind of like negative of the re-release is also interesting to me. It's like, okay, why didn't they pick these songs? And I used to listen to all of the like Sofa reject tracks a whole bunch as like a little thing. It's been a very long time since I played Sofa on the show, I think. So I'm deciding that it's been long enough for me to start replaying them. Everything's in the hundreds and pre-hundreds in terms of show number, and I'm at 212 right now. So, been long enough. Punxsutawney. I'm very lucky that that was actually recommended to me in person recently, so that gave me some clue about how to say that name just now. That helped. They're also mentioned in the same breath as the band Pearl. I'm going to play them later. I've played them on the show before. And then another band, Rex. I can't remember where Rex is from. But Punxsutawney is like a current band. That album released last year. Rex is like a late 90s band, I think. I still have to check that one out. There's something else I was going to say about that. Anyway, really nice album. I was listening to that, I think, for... It was on Friday night I was recommended the album. And I listened to that today, and it was very good. I also have a demo that's out. That came out before the untitled album. But it's the sort of thing that takes a lot of clear inspiration from like slower 90s like post-rock and that sort of thing. So it's pretty sick. Anyway, more to come. Next will be The Spirit of the Beehive.
Stuck in the 2000s and need to listen to some music to fill that void? Tune into Basement Noise Thursdays at 2 p.m. with me, your host, Emily. Only on CFRC 101.9 FM.
This vacation's useless. These white pills are kind.
Yo, Ellie.
Hey, Nate. What's up?
We're on the radio.
What? Like right now?
Yeah, it's a promo from Live Sessions.
Oh yeah, CFRC Live Sessions, Thursdays at 11 a.m.
Listen to sexy bands play live on air and hear exclusive interview highlights.
Sounds awesome. Tune in on CFRC 101.9 FM.
Lit. Okay, peace out, dude.
See you Thursday.
picture with your double-fisted eye. You can't lie about angels or the irises they hide. You're a stubborn-headed thinker with a melon for good use, but you're better off talking to a garbage can. 'Cause I'm a shepherd and I've known it since my birth. I will walk across the mountains and I'll thank you when I'm there. I'll give a long steady handshake with my left and then my right, and you'll throw up like you once remembered me. 'Cause David knew it and he held it in his palm. He was humble like Buckwheat. He was finite in his song. He didn't care too much. Something simple, steam it up his little curl.
Thank you.
This is CILU 102.7 FM, LURadio.ca, CFRC 101.9 FM, CFRC.ca, CJLO 1690 AM, CJLO.com. I'm Ari. This show is past tense, and the last song was Dissolving. It's by Crazier, off of This Dog Spits, which is unreleased so far, but that single was released on the 10th of this month, February 10th. Before that, Quadrophonia by Potions off of their very newly released Potions 95 that came out last week, I think. And the first of the three songs was Chump by The Spirit of the Beehive off of their, in all caps, album The Spirit of the Beehive, self-titled. That came out in 2014. Wow, that's a long time ago. Spirit of the Beehive, 2014. I think they also recently released an album. I did not realize that they're such an old band. That's cool. That's another, it was free on Bandcamp, so why not download it kind of thing. I was very excited to see Potions release an album. Yeah, that was just pretty sick. I mean, they have a live recording of themselves, which is also really great. But I was able to even remember one of these songs from the show that they played here in Montreal, I guess, a few months back in the fall. That was really great. And I saw a band that they played with that night called Homeowner again recently. Also very good, but I don't think they're close to having anything released. Anyway, Potion's terrific. That song by Crazier, did not know of Crazier before, but someone on my Bandcamp feed bought, or pre-bought that album, and I was quite impressed. And I also really wanted to play a Spirit of the Beehive track, so I'd really settled on those. And I want to say, I felt very pleased with that transition from the Spirit of the Beehive song into Potions. That was not particularly planned out, just noticed that it would work so well that way. And I just patted myself on the back. Yeah, I liked how that turned out. I'm glad I got to play those songs. Glad I got to play a Potion song. Anyway.
It's the last song for the Spiny Anteaters and the Mosquitoes.
Thank you. Dancing in the leafy green darkness, in the dark, leafy green fullness of the summer, with my wife. I was sitting there in the breeze, in the coolness. I was a robin with my wife. Sitting in the coolness, in the summer, in the shade, thinking of the blue jay, in the tree, down the tree, in the nest we built for the blue jay. We heard noises. We heard the noises of the blue jay coming down, down from the tree, in the nest we built for the jay. The jay that lay injured on the ground, down on the ground, but we built the nest for the blue jay. We heard the noises and I flew down. I flew down to the jay in the nest, in the tree, down. And I looked inside. I looked inside the nest that we built and I couldn't see anything. But I heard strange, strangled cries coming from inside. And I stuck my head inside and I saw the glint, the white of his eye. But I still couldn't see his head. I heard the cries again and he stuck his head out and he opened his mouth and inside his mouth was the head of a robin like me, not from our tree, but I flew away and it looked like me and I flew away to another tree. And my wife heard the cries and she flew down and she saw the jay and she saw the head of the robin and thought it was me. She flew up. Flew up back to our tree, up to the top of the tree, and she started throwing leaves down, down towards the ground, in memory of me. Throwing the leaves down, down, past the nest, past the jay, to the ground. She threw the leaves down, mourning for the death, which was the death of me.
This is CILU 102.7 FM, LURadio.ca, CFRC 101.9 FM, CFRC.ca, and CJLO 1690 AM, CJLO.com. I'm Ari, the show is past tense, and that song was Vikings, and an in parentheses, introduction by the Spiny Anteaters off of their album Last Supper. And in fact, that's the last song off that album. So, introduction, my butt. And that'll be the second last song of this hour. There'll be one more. I mentioned earlier that I'd play a song from Pearl. It's going to be the very last song off of their album Winter that will close the hour, but we're not there yet. The Spiny Anteaters are a band that I came across actually in looking for music for the last episode of this show, the one prior to this, a week ago. I did a big dive and downloaded a bunch of stuff that day. And not much of it I actually used in that episode, but I really wanted to include this one in this episode. In fact, this is one of the first songs that I settled on, along with that song from The Spirit of the Beehive. So I'm glad that it provided some kind of stratum, substrate for this episode tonight. If you want to take a look at the playlist, go to cjlo.com/shows/past-tense. I try to keep that updated with whatever the most recent songs I've played are. And there's also a master document on there that, I normally keep more updated. It has everything I've ever played in a big spreadsheet. And normally I fill that out like the night before a show airs. So if you haven't seen the actual like explicit CGLO page update, then check out that spreadsheet. And there are archived episodes and stuff like that. We're slowly approaching the time when the song is going to come on. Thank you for listening. Hope you have a good night. This song is going to be by Pearl. It's untitled, but it is the very last song off of that album, and I feel that is reasonably apt. It's off of their album, Winter. Yet again, have yourselves a good night. Thank you.
Down the short set of stairs, join me, Grim, in the basement for my working knowledge of indie, experimental, post-punk, and electronic, every Wednesday from 10 until 11 p.m. on CFRC 101.9 FM. Get ready to press record.
You're listening to Kingston's only campus community radio.